And welcome to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, the business hub for key stakeholders tapping into the future of liquid trade finance. Good to have you again. I'm Doris Kunanovich, and on this episode, we're switching continents with a visit to the motherland. Our guest today is from a finance institution transforming instrumental infrastructure into an agent for sustainable solutions and growth in Africa. All the way from Lagos, Nigeria, is John Martin Ndawula. He's the Associate Vice President, Financial Institutions and Trade Finance at Africa Finance Corporation. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Doris. It's a pleasure to be here.
How's the weather in Lagos?
A bit rainy this morning, but all good. Rain means it's much cooler, which is generally acceptable.
Yes, we're currently going through our annual 3 days of sunshine here in the UK. So for the first time, I'm not jealous of you having all that lovely sunny weather.
Lucky you.
All right, let's dive straight in. John, you come with a very impressive title. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role at AFC and what you get to do?
Yeah, so I essentially lead AFC's financial institutions and trade business. You will be aware that AFC is primarily an infrastructure investor, investing in Africa's infrastructure assets to reduce Africa's infrastructure gap. But we also serve an auxiliary purpose, which is to promote trade finance in Africa. And because we're not a commercial bank, we do that through other commercial banks. We leverage two key pillars of AFC, which is first and foremost AFC's investment grade rating, and then AFC's US dollar balance sheet. So we provide hard currency liquidity to African financial institutions that need it. And then using our investment grade rating, we also provide payment risk cover on behalf of African financial institutions to raise trade finance capacity for Africa.
And you've just mentioned about infrastructure now. I know that there's recently a rebrand with AFC positioning itself as instrumental, providing instrumental infrastructure. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and AFC's position and role on the African continent as a whole?
Yeah, thanks for that. So the rebrand essentially came as part of AFC's 15th anniversary celebrations. AFC was founded in 2007, and this year we've made 15 years. The rebrand essentially aims to refocus or even re-emphasize AFC's unique role as an infrastructure investor in Africa, using our networks, using our experience to catalyze private sector investment, not just from within Africa, but also from around the globe into African infrastructure assets, playing our part to ensure that Africa's infrastructure gap is filled and that Africa is well on the way to the economic growth that it desires.
That's amazing. And on what kind of clients would you say that AFC works with? Who are your main clients?
So AFC's main clients are mainly project clients or project sponsors that have to do with the projects that we finance across the continent. We finance projects across what we call key sectors. It includes power, natural resources, transport, heavy industry, and telecoms. And we have identified these sectors, these key sectors, as having the biggest economic multiplier when it comes to economic development in Africa, which is really AFC's mandate to promote economic development in Africa. So within those key sectors, our clients are really any project that would fall within any of those key sectors, be it to build a highway or to build an airport or a seaport or to build an oil refinery, et cetera, et cetera. Within my own unit, financial institutions and trade finance, our clients, as I said initially, are commercial banks. We do provide short-term trade loans to banks, short-term being up to 1 year. We also do provide medium-term financing, what we call our line of credit product. So anywhere from 2 up to 10 years, funds that could be used for, could be for on-lending to trade finance or for general liquidity purposes. We also provide African commercial banks with risk cover instruments. So we could add to your LC confirmation capacity by issuing guarantees on your behalf or IRUs and such other payment risk cover.
What would you say is the reason why trade distribution is so important to you at the moment?
Yeah, so trade distribution has been important, especially on the infrastructure side, because as you know, infrastructure deals are quite sizable and no single lender can provide all the financing that is required for a project. So from that space, we've really relied on not just syndication, but also distribution of risk, just to ensure that, you know, as a risk mitigating factor, first and foremost, but also as a means of crowding in, you know, more participants into a transaction. So we do have a syndications unit, which is responsible for that process. From the financial institutions and trade angle, we just launched recently, as part of our 15th anniversary celebration, a new $2 billion facility for African FIs, where AFC itself has committed to finance up to $1 billion of that $2 billion facility. So the balance, $1 billion, is essentially going to be financed through the distribution that we are speaking about. We are looking to invite our partners to come alongside ourselves to take on the risk of some of these FIs that we shall be financing in Africa.
And I don't mean to put you in the spot as a mouthpiece for Africa, but I believe AFC has quite a unique position on the continent. I'm keen to know, what would you say are the priorities for Africa as a continent in, with regards to trade finance at the moment?
Yeah, so I think it's you know, the word that we all have on our lips at the moment, and that is the growth and development of intra-African trade, that being driven through the African Continental Free Trade Agreement that is now live. At AFC, we see ourselves as playing actually having a natural fit. This falls in squarely within what we do. On the infrastructure side, infrastructure provides a foundation for linking markets together with roads and airports and seaports, etc. East Africa is connected to South, which is connected to West and to North. So you find that goods and services are able to freely move from one place to another. So that is the infrastructure bit. On top of that, the trade financing helps the goods to actually flow. So it helps the production, you know, the buying and the selling, filling of working capital gaps to ensure that the volumes and values of trade actually grow between our countries. So from an infra-African trade perspective, we believe that AFC is uniquely suited to play a pivotal role as far as the development of intra-African trade is concerned.
If you're just joining us, this is the TFD Initiative podcast, where we have the VP Financial Institutions and Trade Finance, AFC, John Martin Ndabula, and we're just talking about how the role that you play within the continent. Are you looking for new funders to work with?
Yes. So the infrastructure and trade finance gap in Africa cannot be overstated. We all know that that gap is huge. It's running into the hundreds of billions of dollars. So as Africa Finance Corporation, we are looking for partners constantly, not just within our project finance activities, but also on the FI and trade side, to come alongside us, to come along behind us into these projects and transactions that we finance. One of the things that we have in Africa for countries that are member countries of AFC is that we have what's called preferred creditor status. And that kind of puts us in a unique and advantageous position, sometimes compared to other lenders, other would-be lenders in these transactions, in that it mitigates certain kinds of risk, including political risk and even FX risk in some of the projects and other transactions that we finance. So I think AFC is a good partner of choice for lenders that are looking to lend into Africa. And we also are open and always looking for partners to come alongside ourselves.
And just out of curiosity, how do you think we could bridge that gap currently being faced for trade finance in Africa?
So certainly innovation innovation, like, you know, risk distribution is going to be a huge part of it. One of the things that AFC prides itself in doing is what we call acting as a catalyst for private sector investment into the African continent. So we rely on the expertise and the track record that we have built over the years. We rely on our network of partners that are present not just in Africa, but also internationally, to ensure that we are able to take opportunities on the African continent and then package them to make them bankable. We do realize that there's a lot of money chasing opportunities, but those opportunities also need to be bankable. And that is where the expertise of Africa Finance Corporation really comes in, ensuring that deals are bankable, and once they are bankable, to leverage our network of international partners to bring them into these transactions to ensure that financing is applied into those areas where it is critically required.
And how about technology? I mean, technology is fast becoming a part of trade distribution life cycle, with institutional investors and the likes looking to leverage off fintechs that help to extend liquidity or help to automate AI scoring. You know, with regards to these solutions currently being given by fintechs, what challenges unique to AFC would you say the use of technology might help solve?
Certainly, the use of technology will help to solve challenges, especially around the speed with which things are done. I must admit, for us at AFC, this is a new area that you know, is becoming of increasing interest. We've thus far, for instance, distributed our trade manually, but we believe that you know, as you know, volumes increase, as we ramp up the size of the business that we are doing in Africa, we're going to have to find new and ingenious ways of, you know, onboarding the risk and then shedding it off or distributing it quickly, bringing on partners quickly and efficiently. Because at the end of the day, what that does is that it also ensures that we're able to go back and originate new transactions quickly. So that means that required financing reaches the parties that require it sooner, and concerns like risk mitigation are quickly taken care of.
And if you were to have a sort of wish list, something that you would expect from digital innovation and fintech platforms specific to what you do at AFC, what would that be?
Yeah, so as I gave the example around distribution, I think we would need support automating some of our processes, because our processes are really still manual. I mean, that could be rationalized from the end that the volumes have only just been growing and they are still small. But especially in the financial institutions and trade side, we see that increasingly volumes are growing, and therefore we will need automation in order to try and speed things up, you know, try and shorten the turnaround time for that cycle. The other thing is around reporting and MIS. Obviously, we would love to have, you know, real-time pictures of, you know, especially the quantums of availability of partners that are willing and able to share into risk transactions at a specific point in time. Because what that does is it also informs our origination. You know, we're able to know that there is an offtake, and therefore we're able to go and bring in more transactions so as to satisfy that offtake.
And with that, I think this is where we'll call it a day on our conversation, John. Thank you so much for being here and making the time on this cool rainy day in Lagos.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, Travis.
Right. Now, if you enjoy this episode, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to our channel on Spotify? That's the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast. And to our YouTube page, where you can watch this as a podcast. Hope to catch you on here again. I'm Doris Kininovich. Thanks for being here and have a lovely day.